Well, it's a loophole to a better way of life that's existed for some years. Pregnant women enter Hong Kong from mainland China and give birth there, gaining residency rights for their offspring. The appeal is so great that in recent years, the numbers of pregnant Chinese women travelling to Hong Kong to give birth has given rise to some organisations offering maternity accommodation packages, like tourism. In 2010, 32,000 babies born to mainland Chinese mothers in Hong Kong accounted for 40% of all births there. In 2011, the number was over 40,000. While these figures are pretty good for organisations that have cashed in on the so-called birth tourism, they've also sparked a bit of a backlash among Hong Kongers who view these expectant mothers as interlopers of a sort. It's prompted Hong Kong's administrative government to announce in January that it would lower the cap on the number of birth tourists allowed entry, and calls from some concerned groups to amend the former British Territory's Basic Law, which is the constitutional document that guarantees separate rights and privileges for Hong Kong residents. And that, you might think, would have all sorts of profound implications. Mark Daly is an immigration and human rights lawyer in Hong Kong, and he has some concerns about these calls to change the Basic Law and joins us now on RN Drive. Mark Daly, thanks very much for your time.
Right. By way of background, I'm also the lawyer for the domestic helper case that's going through the courts right now. Mm. And the basic law is Hong Kong's mini constitution, and effectively our highest law. And you have to understand that in Hong Kong, you don't have a representative, fully democratic government. And you also have Beijing in the backdrop. So I think certainly to lawyers, to tamper with the Constitution is a very serious concern. Maybe lawyers take it extra seriously that calls for amending in this context or calls for reinterpreting by Beijing are really contrary to the rule of law. So I think measures other than suggesting those measures, everything should be tried to avoid amendments or reinterpretations to Beijing.
Okay, let's take a step back though and look at the phenomenon itself. Women have been crossing from what do I call it, mainland China, China proper, whatever you want to call it, into Hong Kong to give birth for a while. I mean, this is nothing new. Why is there increased attention to this phenomenon now?
Not sure. I mean, I'm not that. Not as close to the mainland mums issue. I mean, it arose really from a judgment of Hong Kong's highest court. The name of the case was Chong Fong Yung in 2001. And that decision effectively confirmed an interpretation of Hong Kong's basic law that says Chinese citizens born in Hong Kong before or after the establishment of the Hong Kong SAR will become permanent residents. And the final court, Hong Kong's highest court, upheld the interpretation that if you're of Chinese citizen, you're born here, you get permanent residence. So, but that was 11 years ago. I'm not sure. I'm naturally skeptical of the government throwing out the numbers and the magnitude of the problem, because we can certainly see with our domestic helper case that the numbers are highly exaggerated. The doomsday scenario that's going to come about from this, needs to be seriously looked at. And that would be a first step that I would suggest before wildly throwing out the idea of amending the Constitution.
Let me ask it might be a naive question here, but what exactly is the problem? I mean, if you've got people coming from mainland China to do this because they want to give their kids Hong Kong residency, I mean, what's so bad about that?
I guess you'd have to ask those that think it's bad. I don't know. This is one country, and if they want to do that, I mean, I think we need to get is it a problem? Find out the extent of it. But even labeling it as a problem, I would disagree. And as I say, we have the same thing with our domestic helpers. This is a message that we're trying to push all the time. They're saying the same thing. If domestic helpers, Filipinos, Indonesians, a few of them, if they get their rights here, the government paints the doomsday scenario. But we would say this is an opportunity for Hong Kong to show it respects human rights. It's an international city, and all the positive spin-offs that would come from a few people getting their rights in Hong Kong. That study hasn't been done by the government. We say they should be doing that.
Can I ask a cynical question? In the past, Hong Kong was a lot wealthier than China, particularly when it was under a British mandate. China's now emerging. The gap between Hong Kong and mainland China is decreasing in economic terms. Mm-hmm. Is it possible that what's happening here is that Hong Kong is perhaps, asserting some kind of Hong Kong pride by saying, look, they're trying to come to improve their life because we're so much better than them, when actually, in reality, what's happening is that the gap's narrowing?
Well, I think so. I think all of those are in the mix. And I think, probably a little bit arrogant of Hong Kong to think that, arrogant and incorrect to think that everybody really wants to come here. You can go across the border and get a property, a much larger property, and have a pretty good lifestyle on the mainland. So, there'd be a variety of reasons for people wanting to do it, maybe just so they have the right of the person who's born here can then come and go, but may still want to live on the mainland. I mean, more and more people are doing that anyway. So across the border in Shenzhen, Guangzhou, get a nice big place to live instead of a small place in a high-rise in Hong Kong.
Mm. Mark Daly, good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.
He's an immigration and human rights lawyer in Hong Kong.